But what the hell are they doing here? This place is coded as a non-operational recreational planet. Any information about why it's now non-operational? There was a slight pause. Overall incompatibility of the genetically designed life forms with the visiting life forms. It has been closed down for about 100 years. Supposedly non-dangerous, though, so you should be perfectly safe. I nodded slowly. Thank you. Supposedly. Should be. I feel so much better. Standing up, I took a deep breath and headed for the exit. Join the Merchants League, I mimicked the vid ad. Grow rich beyond your wildest dreams and see the wonders of the universe. The computer gave a noise that could have been a snort. I agreed. Well, I thought as I switched open the door, maybe the wonders part will be accurate. The planet, or at least the part on which we landed, was breathtakingly beautiful. It had a sparse, almost Earth Old West appearance. Sandy, rocky, and flat, with what looked like a small mountain range on the horizon. I knew that appearances were deceiving in this kind of terrain. Those mountains could be immensely high. The air had a clear, crystal scent and feel. Scrub brush grew in a scattered fashion, but a splash of not-too-distant green promised a watering hole. Deciding to save that trip for a little later, and with my hand firmly fixed on my stunner, I glanced around uneasily, but saw nothing more than a few small, purple six-legged lizards, obviously indigenous creatures, possibly a food source for the purported dinosaurs. Well, I said, first things first. My voice sounded muffled, swallowed up in the vastness of the area, but was still loud enough to cause the lizards to skitter away for shelter. I spotted an appropriate clump of small bushes, squatted down among them, and relieved myself, then laughed as I fastened up my suit. Why on earth was I seeking privacy? There was no one here to watch.
Pardon me. I couldn't help but notice that you just thought about Earth.
The voice was masculine, deep, drawling, and seemed to originate directly inside my mind. I spun around. Jesus! Lounging rather indolently against the side of my ship stood a 6-foot-tall, bright red, leather-winged, lizard-headed bird.
Romeo, actually. And you won't need that.
What? My hand had been edging slowly toward my stunner.
My name. You obviously have mistaken me for someone else. My name is Romeo. I sense your fear, but assure you that you don't need your weapon. And since I mean you no harm, I will trouble you no longer.
With a sweep of his wings, he was gone, diminishing first to a small V-shape, then to a speck in the sky, and then to nothing at all. My knees were shaking. I was thankful, as I quickly entered the ship and switched the exit closed and locked, that I'd relieved myself before the confrontation. Nicely handled, the computer commented on my return. Shut up! It scared me is all. I was hardly expecting something like that waiting for me. And it spoke. Telepathically or something. Weird. I did warn you. Well, yeah, you did. Just barely. Get out all the files you can find about this planet, and let's have a look at exactly what kind of godforsaken place we're stranded on, shall we? I spent the next 2 days reviewing all that information known about this planet. Unfortunately, there wasn't that much, and what was there was old news. I watched some of the early vid ads, importuning rich space travelers to come and partake of the wonders of prehistory. Not much of a slogan, I thought scornfully, but then the whole planet was a project left entirely in the hands of the scientists who'd thought it up. Always a bad marketing idea. When things didn't quite work out the way they'd planned, they just closed it down. Idiots. They must have lost millions. And their dinosaurs weren't really dinosaurs. They were genetic constructs of what these particular scientists thought dinosaurs should be. All of the creatures were artificially created, with the data from the original DNA samples collected and consulted, but not always used. The occupants of this planet were mongrels, put together from a piece of this and a piece of that. Not pure and not simple. With incredibly long lifespans. Each species was encoded with a